They'll go get part of the milk cows in that slot. And then they'll milk these cows, and then they'll try to let them back out into another place, maybe outside, and they'll get these other cows in the slot, and bring them in there and milk them. And that way, they'd keep the other cattle that there wasn't milking then away from out of the way of these that there's a milking.
Mm-hmm. This is at a dairy you're talking about? What about just on, say, your own farm?
Well, on the farm where they used to run a dairy.
That's just a barn lot. Down the barn like that last time. But up north, I got them lots up right then there.
Do you have one of these places around, just a fenced in place around your barn where the mules and horses and cows can walk around?
Well, not particularly. I got a pasture out there that I turn them out in. Where they can get water in.
Well, you used to have a lot of
them.
Yeah,
I
used to have a barn lot, but not now.
No, I didn't.
That's
all down. Where I was raised, we had a lot in the front of the barn. And days we didn't work the stock, well, we'd turn them out in that lot there, you know. Of course, there was grass in there.
They called it the barn.
We'd turn them out in that a while they could get exercise and play if they wanted to.
You said you grew cotton. What would that grow in?
It grew out there in the field, dirt.
You talk about a cotton field?
Mm-hmm.
Is a field very big?
Well, some of them is. Some of them, most I ever had in was about 12 acres. It was just all in a field.
Do you ever grow tobacco?
No, I never did grow tobacco.
What about, say, sweet potatoes?
Well, I raised them.
Did you talk about sweet potato field?
Yeah, we get to raise them for our own use. And we'd have maybe 15 to 20 rolls of sweet potatoes. We use them well, sometimes we sell a few of them.
What did you call the place where they grow in?
We call it sweet potato patch.
What's do you ever have turnips? What about?
I have a turnip patch.
Okay. And what kind of fences do you have?
Well, over there at home, we had what you call a rail fence.
What is that like?
It's rails about 10 feet long, and we'd split them. And just have maybe, oh, that's like a pole, like. It would be split out. Of course, it would be a rail, call it a rail fence. That's the kind of fences all there used to be around here when I was growing up. The rail fences.
You know, you might add on to that fence, you know, build something above the top rail. What did you call that thing that you'd build above the top rail to save lumber while you were keeping the fence high enough to hold in the animals?
Well, generally, it's a thing at each corner, you know, pass it and then put a wire, stretch a barbed wire up there, where they couldn't put the head over the fence.
You did this on the rail fence?
Mm-hmm.